Situated on the western edge of Butler County, almost on the Indiana state line, Governor Bebb Metro Park is roughly 260 acres of woods and meadows. Last fall, Metro Parks of Butler County released a draft master plan. The announcement took neighbors and others by surprise, and they began pushing back. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. It's quiet and fairly isolated at Governor Bebb outside Okeana in Morgan Township. It takes a while to get here from most anywhere, and there's not much besides a camping area, a handful of hiking trails, and a whole lot of forest and prairie. Neighbors like Michelle Webster like it that way.
The beauty, the quiet, the uniqueness, that's a lot of why we moved here.
Webster's house sits along Bebb Park Lane leading into the park. Just across the street is Teresa Fraley, who's lived here for almost 30 years. They were surprised to learn Metro Parks was considering a draft plan to renovate the park.
And all of a sudden, my grandson comes back from Baker Hardware and said, there's a big thing up at Baker Hardware showing where they're going to redo the whole park. I said, well, nobody called us. Nobody sent us a letter, nothing.
Metro Parks of Butler County released the first draft plan in September. After initial feedback, a second proposal is now on the table. Kelly Barkley is supervisor for community and enterprise initiatives. She says Metro Parks' goal is to create a 10-year master plan for each of its parks. Some currently have them, others are in the works or are scheduled.
Well, I think the biggest misconception is it's a done deal. Everybody seems very upset that there is a plan altogether. I would think that it would be comforting to know that there is a plan and that they have the ability to provide input to the plan.
The current proposal shows a vastly different park from what's there now. A remodeled RV campground, a yurt campground, and new tent camping areas, a shower house, a pond large enough for fishing and boating, a nature amphitheater, multiple parking lots, picnic shelters, restrooms, playgrounds, a sledding hill, a creekside boat launch, and additional trails. But Barkley says none of that is set in stone.
We're not going to put a plan on paper for the sake of putting a plan on paper. We're going to put a plan on paper that's appropriate to reach the largest number of our park customer owners in the county, the highest percentage of that 380,000 people. Who is it going to serve? How many people are we going to serve? I mean, we'll bring it down to that level of detail. And what are the things that that majority of people are saying that they want?
Barkley says the most requested amenities at Governor Bebb are parking lots, flush restrooms, and more trails. Whatever is approved would be built literally around the home Teresa Fraley shares with her granddaughter's family. Brittany Detzel doesn't like the idea of turning Governor Bebb into a destination park.
We're not against them fixing the park up, but we don't want it turned into Voice of America or Witten Woods or Houston Woods. We don't want that. We want it to be Governor Bebb.
Fraley is frustrated with the whole situation. She points to broken steps, a washed-out bridge she says it took a couple of years to repair, and fences in need of mending.
They don't maintain what they have, so why would you invest more if you can't maintain what you already have?
Governor Bebb includes a pioneer village of log cabins. The park used to program the village with school visits, pioneer days, and other events, but they haven't been used in several years. Neighbors say they would like to see the village used. Barkley says a lack of paved parking is a big detractor. While some members of a Friends of Governor Bebb Facebook group say they like the proposed changes, others say they don't feel they're being heard. They complain about canceled meetings and delayed listening sessions. Barkley says those sessions are now scheduled for May, but Metro Parks wants to hold them in person, and COVID may postpone that. Neighbor Michelle Webster understands that change is inevitable and can be good, but she isn't convinced.
For me, it's not an issue of change. It's the issue of the types of changes that are being proposed. The types of changes being proposed will change the whole feel of this park. And again, there's no past evidence saying that those changes will be done well.
Meanwhile, Barkley is adamant the draft is more like a dream for the park. The district is trying to figure out what improvements and amenities people want, then it'll figure out what's feasible. Only then will park commissioners adopt a plan, and since it's a 10-year plan, it may change over time. Finally, changes wouldn't take place all at once because funding must be found for each item.
This has to go through many iterations of preliminary plans. So these two plans that you see now are not going to be the last two plans that people will see.
Metro Parks is accepting comments online through May 21st. You'll find links to the draft plans at WVXU.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.